Come gallants and welcome, partake of my cheer, for Joggy cries welcome, I pray you draw near. There is a fine jest if you knew but the matter, the shaver was fitted for wronging kind nature. For Joan was most briskly a ganging to fair, in her way she did meet with a clipper of hair, who straightway demanded, "Where goest thou, my dear?" "Then I'll tell you," quoth Jug, "if you please for to hear. My father's the miller of yonder town, as brisk an old fellow as ever was known, and with his roan mare he doth ride up and down to bring all his grist home to trusty Joan. And now he hath sent me to yonder fair to see what a market I'll make of my ware. I have turnips and cabbage with a bag full of hair, and that is the reason you find me here." "Then stay," quoth the barber, "and be not in haste. Hobbs Bobbins," quoth Jug, "I must hie full fast. It shall not be said for 40 pound I will miss of my linsey woolsey gown, which my father hath promised to give unto me, if I be but nimble to work handily. If not, then poor Juggy must come by the lee. Then I will be jogging alone merrily. 'Tis pity, fair maid, thou shouldst hie thus alone, and rather than fail I will go with thee, Joan." "No, Mary," quoth Juggy, "there is no such need. I believe, Mr. Barber, you cannot make speed. But I tell you, kind sir, and I am not in jest, I will lose my maidenhead, I do protest, before the old soldier I at all will molest, or anger my father, who loveth me best. No anger at all in the case there shall be. Then prithee, sweet creature, be ruled by me. For to tell you the truth, I'm in love with thy looks, and thy ruddy complexion is much in my books. Thy sparkling eyes and thy coral lips, from which each true lover his happiness sips, thy slender waist and a pair of such hips, makes beauty itself for to suffer eclipse. I thank you, kind barber, I see you can scoff, think not to dissemble and carry it off. Your jeering and fleering I quickly can find, but flattering tongues ne'er shall alter my mind. I'll be honest Jog and trusty still, a virgin that never did think any ill. Then bring all your custom to my father's mill, and boy, I'll be honest and true to thee still." But this did not agree with the barber's work, his mind did still ruminate on the shirk. Perceiving the lass had a pig in her bag, he showed her a trick like an unlucky wag, with palavering speeches at last did persuade, and conquered this harmless maid. Straight into a tavern this damsel he had, where they sat and did drive a most wonderful trade. The pig it was eat, and poor Juggy was beat. Oh, the barber did kick her about like a cheat. Like a knave as he was, he ne'er paid for the treat. But now I am come to the cream of the feat. Before that the barber moved off from his seat, he was served in his kind and very complete. For there came in a damsel so fine and so neat, that the barber his business did strangely forget. While he tumbled and jumbled this lady about, Cox Bobbins, the miller's fair daughter, got out, and straight to her father poor Juggy did run, and told him the mischief the barber had done, who vowed revenge or would ne'er carry sack. He swore he would cut out his tongue for a clack, and taking a bag he brought him a pick-pack, till he came to his mill where he clawed off his back. "O father," quoth Juggy, "let's cripple the loon. We'll dip him," quoth Robin, "by the light of the moon." Quoth Dick, "let us cut off his ears for a cheat. Let's grind him," quoth Harry, "till he pay for the treat." They made no more bones unto it, rifle and rig. They whipped him about till he danced them a jig. They wash him and dock him, then taking his wig, Jug swore it should serve to pay for the pig.